Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
All right, ready?
Yep, let's do it.
What up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You're Scary.
Mm-hmm. Shirt, jean jacket, no shirt. That's what we doing on this lovely Tuesday, huh?
Hey, bro, I'm on vacation, bro. You know what I mean? I can show you the crib if you want, Pat. It's illustrious, bro.
Go ahead and start. Where are you, by the way?
I'm in Palm Springs.
Okay.
I'm out here, you know, just trying to get away for a second.
Ooh, it's got to be hot out there.
Oh, bro, when we got off the highway, it was 101. Before we got off the highway, it was 101. When we got to the crib, it was like 107.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put the audio on. I'm sorry. So y'all, you know what I'm saying, real quick.
Double to here. That was weird. Okay. We don't have audio, but it is a lovely sight. For everybody who's listening to audio only, he is taking us through his gingerbread man house. there's two
gingerbread beds. This was essential.
Beds.
Had to get the bathroom. Washroom.
Ginger dryer. Ginger bathroom. Okay, that's pretty nice.
This is the kids' room. This is her lair.
For the gingerbread kid.
You know what I'm saying? Has a little patio right off suite, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I can kind of tell what kind of house it is just from that outside. That's lavish.
Hold on, you know what I'm saying? So, kitchen's straight. I love it when they got everything you need, like all the seasoning, everything you need. You know what I'm saying? Decent garage. Oh, there we go.
All right. Yeah, don't get the license plate.
Let me make sure they're decent. Hey, y'all decent in here? All right, cool. They decent. This the master suite.
Hey, guys. Ooh, it's nice in here. Okay.
Got that bathroom open. This tub got the right jacuzzi? Here.
The gingerbread jacuzzi. I love it. That is
separate shower.
I love big shower.
Toilet. Look at the closet though, bro.
Hey, for all
they thought of everything, bro. They got everything that you need. You know what I'm saying?
All the top hats you could fit in there. That's great.
Yeah, so you got a TV there, fireplace, but you also got the TV there. Feel me?
Just in case you want to watch two things at once, subtitles.
Well, you know, this is for the bed. So you don't want to be over. So
you don't want to hurt the neck. You don't want to hurt the neck.
You know what I'm saying? So
don't want to turn the neck.
Make your way outside from this way or from the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? This is what I love right here. See that canopy?
Is that you? Is the pool part of the why is there a gate?
Yeah, man.
Why is there a gate?
Oh, you just go down so you don't fall. So you just go down.
Nice.
Got the heated jacuzzi, obviously. And then you also got a heated pool.
That's tight. Ooh, the staircase down. That's lit. With the cabana?
I was in the jacuzzi earlier.
Little cabana.
I was in there about 8 this morning. The sun was already out, so I had this out. The sun was different placement, so it gave me the proper shade. You know what I'm saying?
You got to make sure they don't lock you out and start enjoying the vacation.
He kissed my entire ass, though. But it's dope, man. It's like I would have never came out to Palm Springs because it's too fucking hot. But the views, like,
that's stupid.
Gorgeous.
That's stupid. Gorgeous. So why Palm Springs?
You know, I listen, it wasn't really up to me. Oh snap, I forgot to unlock the door.
They did it.
What if they did lock the doors over here though? What if they locked this one too though?
Hey, They hit you with, they move the curtain in the window and move it back.
They let all the blinds down. Now they're like, I'm trespassing on the property.
That's lit.
Farrah picked the property, though. I didn't have much to do with that. I just give her the money, like, whatever.
Is this like an Airbnb type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Airbnb is undefeated at this point.
I'm not really big on the heat like this, but I'm like, fuck it, it's a getaway. We had already booked it before we actually found the new place. Like, so when we tried to cancel it, they was like, you're going to lose $800. We were like, bro, we ain't going.
We relaxing.
So we chilling, man. We in here for a week. We brought all our food with us. We brought all our liquor with us. We chilling, man.
That's tight. A whole week in Palm Springs. Y'all going to come back a whole different kind of dark, though.
Nah, bro. I got so much Santana lotion. And I told you, all the umbrellas and all the canopies, bro, I ain't in that sun like that.
If you were to stay out in the sun too long, would you start to, like, smell bacon sizzling?
Nah, not like pure bacon, but, like, you know, bacon that come on burgers, like that fake bacon. I smell like that, though.
Fake bacon?
That's what it smells like.
That's tight. I just, you know, I'm in L.A. Just niggas, it's still hot out here. But vacations are tight just because, like, even if you still in the house, it still feel like you away from everything.
Yeah. It's dope, man, like, leaving the air on, not worrying about, you know, the bill. When I'm alone somewhere else, I leave everything on. All the lights on, we sleeping in this bitch. Like, it's daytime, you understand me? So, I leave everything on when this ain't my place. Except that pool. Because if you heat the pool, because it's so much water, they charge an extra $250.
If you don't need to heat the pool, though, right? In Palm Springs?
You would think that the water just be hot like that, but it don't. Like, the top of the water be a little warm, but the rest of the pool is, like, it's still cold. But
oh, because every night it gets really cold.
It gets a little chilly. It wasn't really cold yesterday. Yesterday it got down to, like, maybe, like, 75 at night.
People make it seem like deserts go to, like, below freezing at night. And I know that some do, but...
Yeah.
Las Vegas be hot as hell at night. It'd be like 10 p.m. and still night.
You go to Vegas in October, November, bro, it be dropping down to the 50s.
Really?
Yeah, bro. It get a little chilly out there, man.
Have you ever, you been to Joshua Tree, right?
Nah, I never went to, that's the next place we're going to go.
Y'all should for sure go to Joshua Tree. Joshua Tree is tight. It's not that different than Palm Springs, but it's just nicer looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely just nicer looking. That's tight, though. Well, enjoy your jean-jacketed, shirtless vacation.
I only got the jacket on because we're filming. I did that just so, you know, the sponsors wouldn't be upset. I'm just getting
full in front of you. Were just titties out before that.
I was rossing it out in this thing, boy. I was titty out, lemon pepper on my chest. I was feeling like a boss out this bitch. Feel me?
The best things about... like hotels and Airbnbs is for sure the shower and the AC. Cause like anytime you get that foreign and it's like good. If it's trash, you know, the whole experience is ruined. But whenever you get that hotel with that perfect shower and that perfect AC, you don't really have to leave the house.
I was chilling, bro. The new spot is dope though. It's three levels. And we got the central air blowing. I love the Nest. Cause I can like, we accidentally got the AC on, but I turned the AC on from the phone. And already scheduled it to turn on Friday when we hit back around 10 a.m. So when we get there, crib should be icy. New crib is straight, though. I ain't mad at it.
I feels. All right. Well, a big thing with me with traveling for sure is, like, you know, I hope that the cleaning service is as extra as – I mean, obviously, I hope it's always as on point, but – you know, especially with COVID and everything.
Yeah.
I always wonder, like, how many, you know, precautions and how many extra steps that they're taking in terms of, like, hotel cleaning services, Airbnb services, because there's already horror stories about that. So it's tough to guess. And, you know, I just wanted to throw a quick reminder. I don't like talking about COVID that much, but it was reported world coronavirus cases reach almost 20 million.
20 million.
It's scary. So I hope everybody's out there is staying indoors, keeping your mask on, and staying sanitized. because it said that also more than 97,000 children have reported reportedly tested positive for coronavirus in the 2-week time frame as schools prepare to reopen. We've been seeing a whole bunch of stuff about school, some schools reopening, and you know, the people are posting pictures of the hallways, and it's just like, it's no different than a nightclub. It's literally no different than a nightclub.
Yeah, that's bad.
And yeah, now that the kids are getting it, and yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah, that's because they forced them to try to go back to school. I read some article about the school that was trying to force kids to still be in uniform compliance, even though they're doing virtual classes. It's like, bro, what? You gonna make me stand up every day at attendance to make sure I got on my khakis with my white polo? That's mine. I'm gonna have on my boxers and my white polo. My camera ain't gonna be on, probably, more than likely. I'm just here, fam. Fuck out of here. You silly?
That's a lot.
It's like the most, bro. They be doing the most, bro.
I mean, they always kind of did, because even in college, like the sort of like, I don't know what you call it, like the live streaming classes, they always had niggas doing wild stuff in those things. So there's always been like ridiculous rules, but now that everybody has to do it at the same time, we're really seeing that it's just like, all right, people are, it's funny to have a power trip over Zoom. That's how, that's how much people need it. But yeah, man, she is real out here. Speaking of just stuff in the political government area, did you see that speech that Trump gave about the shooting outside of the White House?
No, I didn't see that.
Do I have access?
Let me throw it on real quick.
Let me get that access. Apparently there was a shooting outside of the White House.
That's why they rushed him off while he was doing the press conference.
Yeah, but it already happened, and he was just talking about it, but they rushed him off again. And it's crazy to see, like, you know, even though the media has stopped reporting on the protests and everything as heavy as they were a few months ago, it's still very real out here. So here, let me show you guys.
So thank you very much, sir, for that. There was a shooting outside of the White House, and seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work, but there was an actual shooting, and somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. It seems that the person was shot by Secret Service.
Just talking in circles.
Sorry for that. There was a shoot three times, new record at NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones are going to be, I mean, the way they're going, it looks like they're just about going to be topping records hopefully soon. Excuse me?
You got your exit stuff.
Hold on, it froze, Pat, on that end. It froze. You just see him looking down. Pat, you still there?
Yeah, is it back?
Nah, it's not back. Your video froze too. Hello?
But, I'm going to go from 2G to...
We got nothing on your end.
Better? I just upgraded to 5G.
Hold on, let me see.
Did it happen? Damn, they just told me straight up my internet connection is unstable. I just got an Ethernet connection because I was having problems yesterday. Do you see me now?
Yeah, I see you now. You're good now.
Okay, cool. All right. Back into share mode. I had to just upgrade to 5G real quick. All right. Come on, Donnie. There we go.
15 times, new record at NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones are going to be, I mean, the way they're going, it looks like they're just about going to be topping records hopefully soon. Excuse me?
He says, oh, and just walked off. So, I mean, stuff is getting real for old Donnie. Where is Tahir? Oh, I was like, oh, I just looked up and I was like, oh, I'm alone. But yeah, stuff is getting real for old Donnie.
It's crazy that they rushed him off after the fact, like somebody had came back, and it's crazy.
Something happened.
It's crazy right now, bro. Like Portland is still going at it, like hard body, still going at it, dog. Like, I mean, and people aren't really like hip to everything that's going on because it's like not making the national news. I feel like every day, but like Portland has been going back and forth with the police department.
I never heard of anything, but yeah.
I'm gonna send you some clips, bro. You've been going crazy for us.
Send me them clips. All right. Next up, this is funny because I saw this meme, and I don't think I've ever done this, and I just wanted to ask you and the people. This person tweeted a picture of a completely empty pen, and it said, "I finished all the ink in a pen without losing it or having it stolen." And I honestly don't even think that was a thing in school. You know, like I think that like you getting your shit stolen was going to happen. And if you didn't get it stolen when you like lent it out to have it like to for someone to borrow it, you'd lose it. Like I never used a pen all the way through, and it's the dumbest fact ever. But I was just like, I looked in the comments. It says got to be a world record for sure. Any bigger flex? Like everybody was like, yeah. It's
Bro, I've never finished all the ink in a pen. I've stole pens from people, and they were already low. But I even with that, like I never finished all the pens. I've had pens stop working even though I saw ink still in it. But yeah, that is a flex though.
I mean, it just almost makes me remember like all the special pens I had that were like taken or I lost. And that's just like such a dumb thing that no one talks about. But it's like, that's a real thing. Like, you know, people be, especially in school when all we have to do is write, like you get connected to that pen that has the consistency, the grip that you like. Remember those three-tone pens that you could pick the ink color and stuff like that? Like we had some stuff. We had some, we took L's in school and no one really talks about that.
Constant L, bro. I hate like every year they send home a list of things that my daughter needs for school. And I'm like, bro, she got so much of this stuff left from last year. What happened to it? It's the worst, dog. It's
the worst. Yeah, bro, for real. But if you go and spend your ink, in the ink in your pen on anything, you should use it to write a check out to Purple, because that is just, I got a pillow in the mail and my sleep, my neck at when I sleep, is just, ugh, it just melts. Did you get the Purple pillow?
Bro, let me tell you something. You know, we on vacation right now, right?
You brought the pillow? That's saying a lot. When you bring a pillow to vacation, you like, I don't care what they offering. Bro, I don't care what they had. It ain't Purple.
Story, I got it in the mail. I used it one night. Farron has not given me this pillow back, bro. She has been using this pillow nonstop. I used it one night, bro. Before you even moved to the new spot, she has not given it back. And she brought it out here. I'm so thankful because I forgot we had to do the ad today. But, like,
had it on deck?
Bro, she always wakes up with, like, neck problems from sleeping on weird pillows and stuff like that. And, like, it's nothing, like, against the pillows we sleep on. It just doesn't work for her. Like, she literally end up sleeping on her arm without a pillow because it hurts her neck. But literally since we got this one, I ain't heard no complaints. She was on the phone bragging to her sister, girl, yeah, I stole this goddamn pillow. I don't give a shit. And he ain't getting it back. And I'm sitting right there. It's like, yo, you so disrespectful, yo.
No, for real. I mean, we're already sold on Pillow, but let me try to sell you guys. Purple is a new company that has, you know, they sell mattresses, pillows, and it's just unlike any other. So you could pretty much throw some bedding on a bunch of different mattresses and they all look alike. And the same goes for pillows. But if you peel away all those layers and look at what's inside, you see that they're not really all created equal. And that's what actually makes every Purple pillow and mattress unlike anything that you've ever slept on. So the Purple grid it sets the Purple mattress apart from every other mattress. It's a patented comfort technology that instantly adapts to your body's natural shape and sleep style. So if you're like one of those weird people like me who sleeps on their arm like that, it will literally adapt to that. There's over 1,800 open air channels designed to neutralize body heat. So they just got the natural AC going. And there's like a cooling effect that other mattresses can't replicate. So this is cutting edge technology. And it doesn't even stop with the mattresses. Every Purple Pillow is engineered with the grid for total head and neck support and absolute airflow. So they're always on the cool. You're always on the cool side of the pillow, as they say. Also, their proprietary technology has been innovating comfort for over 15 years. So you've heard what we had to say about our stuff. You know, we got the pillow. I can't even imagine a full mattress, and I'm about to invest.
Bro, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That's the next purchase is the Purple mattress, bro.
Oh, if the pillow's that good?
Bro.
They done lured us in with the pillow. Now we got to get the mattress. But you can try every single Purple product risk-free with free shipping and returns. And Purple has been, they have financing available with as low as 0% APR for qualified customers. So you can, you know, get yourself something that's for your budget. So experience the Purple grid and you'll sleep like never before. Just go to purple.com/DIYS10 and use the code DIYS10. And for a limited time, you can get 10% off of any order, $200 or more. So again, that's purple.com/DIYS10 and use the promo code DIYS10. 10% off any order, $200 or more, and the terms apply. Get you that Purple sleep. You feel it? All right, cool. So moving right along. All right, so they dropped the next XXL freshman. And I was actually surprised that I heard of most of them, but I'm still very much so out of the loop.
Right.
Let me show you guys. All right. So this is the new XXL freshman class of 2020. We got Polo G, heard of him. Cowboy, never heard of him. NLE Choppa, I know him. Lil Keed, I know him. Chica, never heard of her. Lil TJ, of course. Baby Keem, never heard of him. Jack Harlow has the new song with Lil Baby. Yeah.
Lil Key, that song slaps like a motherfucker.
He's dope. Yeah, Jack is dope. Rod Wave, who's a lot of hype around him. I never really listened. Mulatto, Fivio Foreign, 24 Karat Golden, and those last three I've never really heard of. So I'm low key proud of myself, but I'm also just like.
But wait, then Fivio, he just had an incident where he just got shot, right?
Did he? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like he had just linked up with some dude from London who looks just like him. And they were about to make music, and I feel like him or somebody in his entourage was like recording everything they did, and somebody caught him somewhere, and I think they shot off the vehicle, and he was taken to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. That was, and you sure that was Fivio?
Yeah. Let me look it up right now, bro. Let me look it up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They say yeah. The people in the comments are saying yeah. He just got shot.
Recently?
Bro, like, yeah, like, literally, like, maybe, like, this week.
These rappers is wild. There's this rapper that I really like right now named 42 Doug. He's, like, this hood rapper that got a funny voice, and he's, like, shorter than Tory Lanez. He just took a photo with some, like, little kids, like, fourth graders, and they're, like, taller than him. It was pretty funny. But it weirdly made me a fan of him. Like, now I'm just watching a whole bunch of 42 Doug videos. Because it's hilarious. He's smaller than Tory Lanez, Lil Uzi, everybody.
Okay. So, yeah, here we go right here. Hold on. Let me put it up on the screen.
No one in the chat knows any of these rappers.
Nobody really does, man. What is
that? Yeah, I was about to say, what was it?
I don't know what that was, but let me go ahead and mute that.
Stop. Oh, he's a drill rapper? 5EO Foreign, the drill rapper.
Bro, I hate I was trying to show it, but I hate when websites automatically put the music on there, bro. Like, that shit pisses me off so bad. I'd rather just show it on my phone and do that again. Like,
geez. What are you showing? Is there, like, a shooting scene or what?
It was just the article around it. So, but fuck it. Anyway, I don't know much about Fivio. I don't even know if I'm saying the name right.
Well, he might be okay now that he's on the double XL freshman list.
I mean, this happened. All of that usually happens way before.
Oh, so you're saying he was shot recently?
Yeah, like it's literally like it was in Atlanta. He got shot, I think this weekend. I think on Saturday he was shot.
Oh, yikes. So, damn. You know what sucks is that, what's it called? Pop Smoke probably would have been on the freshman list, you know?
Oh, shit. Bro, he was shot and killed.
No, Fivio, he said, the last thing I said was, I saw is that I just got word that Fivio's okay.
Unconfirmed reports emerged that New York rapper Fivio Foreign was shot and killed in Atlanta outside of a nightclub he was hosting. Footage of the alleged shooting and rumors on social media claimed that Fivio was shot and dead. Footage emerged outside of club 1145 in Atlanta. Some parts claimed that Fivio was hosting, while others say he was set to perform there later in the day. Popular hip-hop producer Murder Beats initially stated that Fivio had been shot. The Canadian producer later issued a correction on social media with the following: "My deepest apologies. I got a call from a friend in Atlanta who gave me false information. Thank God he's okay. Sorry for posting without confirmation. Anyone upset by mistake." So I guess he is okay. But yeah, that was the first thing that they put on there.
Why would you post that somebody's dead if you didn't hear nothing? That's so wild. Like, oh, my bad, guys. Like, oh, I didn't know. Like, why you just went on social media and was like, Fivio, rest in peace, that nigga dead. And it's like, you not even.
Okay, he's alive. Yeah, he's alive. All right.
I've been wild to find out on live. but yeah, I mean, shout out to Fivio. Hope he has a speedy recovery. That's crazy. That is crazy. And I don't think that, you know, anyone, obviously no one deserves to be shot, but the fact that there are rappers that are still getting into stuff like this, and at the exact same time, we got 6ix9ine walking around New York, you know what I mean, eating ice cream, being pulled in a wagon, you know what I mean, sliding down slides. It's just, we are in, everything in 2020 is just crazy.
he thought he got pressed, dude in the yellow bandana. It was just on Hollywood Unlocked.
I got it right here. I
was like, dude, like, yeah. you gotta chill, bro. Because he had made another video, and I can't remember if I saw it on Hollywood Unlocked or on Shade Room, but he was like out eating. He's like, you know, the problem with you rappers is you can't, I do what you want to do every day.
He had $1 million on the table?
Yeah. $200,000 on the table, then another million in the bag.
Here you go.
Big man rapping. Nigga, don't act tough, nigga. Don't act tough, pussy. Don't act tough, nigga. I put you on lock. Suck a dick. $3 million, nigga. You pussy. Fight me.
Fight me. He did get his phone taken, though.
Right. Yo, I'm against anybody that screams, fight me, got hands. You don't want to see that nigga, like.
Yeah, but he also got his phone taken.
Who, dude, or 6ix9ine?
No, the nigga who pressed him. So I have a really big problem with videos like these, because it's like the cameraman had one job and they're always trash at it. But, you know, I watched it enough times. Basically what happened is some, you know, as the captions of posts like DJ Academic says, New York goons, was trying to press 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine has very, very heavy security. It went from the dude in the yellow do-rag kind of pressing him, saying, fight me, to him chasing one of the bodyguards saying, give me my phone, which was why 6ix9ine kind of had the last laugh on those posts. He was just like quoting him like, like, fight me, then it went to, you know, give me my phone, because he was trying to get his phone back from the security guard. But the security guard did look a little fumbly. He looked like he kind of would have gotten, you know, rocked in a fight one-on-one with that dude. But, you know, 69 was taken out of there safely, and I think somebody pulled the gun on that dude. And that's when everything kind of, like, turned, because I don't think the dude came up with anything. But
well, private security really got the right to shoot you, bro.
Really? At any time?
I feel like, yeah, because, like, they have – like, I don't – and it's crazy because I don't know how to get around – have, because every state has a different, like, conceal and carry law. Mm-hmm. Like, LA doesn't have it unless you, maybe you are law enforcement and security, private security. But yeah, every state has different rules for guns, so I don't know how they are able to, like, travel with celebrities and be okay to have, like, you know, weapons on them in different states that they might not be registered. So I don't know. I honestly have to say I would have to look more into that. But bro, that's crazy, dude. Like, I wouldn't even, like, I don't know, bro. I get it. Like, he's a troll. You got to do what you got to do. You got to get the people going, whatever. But it's a lot, bro.
Well, chances. I don't really know how this story is going to end. I don't know. It's wild. I'm watching, and it's I hope he stays safe, because I don't wish death upon anybody, but he is literally asking for it at this point. And it's tough. It's tough. This was the first thing that we saw, and it was, you know, it was nothing. Luckily nobody was hurt, but
now I saw like four articles around this, but one of the articles said old boy was from actually from Treyway. Now I haven't confirmed any of that, but
I hate internet headlines, because people just be adding stuff to, yeah, you know, for the clicks, or just what, like, sounds good to people, to make a narrative up. But, you know, maybe, who knows? Yep. I mean, I would assume those would be, you know, some of the people who are the most upset with him. So I wouldn't put it past it. But I don't know. In good news of the within the music industry. WAP. I agree.
Here's the thing, bro.
Wow.
I can appreciate.
Wow.
And not only appreciate, but I fully support women expressing, displaying, and highlighting their love for sexuality. Like, I've been seeing all the articles with, like, guys talking about, you know, women, like, no man's gonna want a woman like that. You out your rabbit ass mind. Here's the thing. Guys see chicks' profiles. They see the pictures, you know, of them in the dresses or the shorts or whatever, and they looking attractive, they looking sexy, and they slide in the inbox. And it's like, once you get with that chick, if you shoot your shot, you want her to stop being her. It's like, bro, let her live her life, bro. Like, right. I hate that double standard that, like, guys can fuck as many chicks as they want, and there's just, like, sowing their royal oats. But if a chick is quote unquote promiscuous, or, you know, she's living her best life, then she's a hoe. It's like, bro, everybody loves sex, man. Let them live their life, bro. Let them like talk about it. Like, niggas be walking around talking about, yo, man, she was all on my dick, I got a big dick, all that shit, man.
It's the same thing. Bragging about your dick and bragging about your pussy is the same thing. Yeah. Niggas ain't coming going in an uproar. Oh, like, I saw this meme that was so dope. It was like, this, all y'all who are mad at the WAP video, y'all the same generation that whispered, wait till you see my dick. That was a song. The whisper song was a song. Wait till you see my dick, a bitch. Wait till you see my dick. And it's like, fam, it's the same thing. But it's such a good song. Yeah. It's that weird thing that, you know, it's hard to say out loud as a man. But they both killed it. The visuals are crazy. They are sexy as hell. I was just like, yo, that was.
Party looking like an entire meal. Not even a snack. She looking like an entire meal. All the nutrients you need come from Cardi B, bro.
I second that. Both of them. Both.
Shout out to One Oak Dutch. She said the same thing with Slob on My Knob. Like, that was a real song. That was a real song. Slob on My Knob. Like,
and it's not until, you know, there was like, and the women to women attacks are even crazier. Like this girl attacked Cardi B publicly, saying like she put women back 1,000 years, and like she's just like a disgusting human being and stuff like that. And it was just like, why? They're rapping about like, yo, I got good ass pussy and he loves it. That's not that bad. As in terms of rap, that's not that vulgar.
It's not that vulgar. And also it's like, bro, this is what like literally shifts the pendulum. Like guys have been, like so many rappers are married and they talk about smashing chicks and leaving the club or going to the club and they got a VIP with 30 chicks and all that type of stuff. This is no different, bro. Like you can't support one and not support the other. This is exactly the same thing. This is like, yep. I gotta get off that high horse, man. That's the wrong hill to try to die on. You trying to stand your ground on something like that. You just look ridiculous, bro. Like, it's just ridiculous, man. Let them live their life, bro. Like, let them live their life. Even, yo, here's the craziest thing. Like, CeeLo tried to say something and was like, yo, these women, and everybody was like, weren't you accused of rape? And it was like, ooh.
I didn't know that. That was on the list, too. Yo, oh, my God. Okay, well, I mean, just to close it out, shout out to Cardi and Meg. I don't know why everybody's hating on it, but it's an amazing project, an amazing song. But yes, CeeLo Green. I did not know this, but apparently he had fans are bringing back his old rape charges. This nigga really tweeted, it's not rape if the other person is passed out. Yeah.
Even if you was trying to do that in a joke, it's not funny, bro.
But that was during an actual rape case. So what are you joking about? Even if you're sick enough to think that's a joke, you were in a... I was like...
Not okay. Not okay, bro.
I was like, huh? CeeLo? Gnarls Barkley? Yeah. I already know. The other nigga in that group, when he tweeted that, was just like,
what the fuck are you doing?
This is over. Oh,
it's over. Outside of the professional standpoint, it's like it makes you change the view that you have of that person too. It's like, yes, mm-hmm. The fuck it is. That it absolutely still is rape. That's actually more rape than like, it's the exact same as taking it from somebody, because you're still taking it from them. You're still overpowering them. Like that is absolutely rape, and that is just absolutely not okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't know this. I did not know this at all, but CeeLo is, it's not okay. That's not okay for CeeLo. I was never a fan, but like, I guess he's off the playlist. I that song Crazy was cool, but he's off the playlist.
Said, didn't Rick Ross have a verse? Something like that, yeah.
Listen,
Rick Ross lost his Reebok deal because of that. He's like,
good.
Molly all in her glass, she need no. Ooh, what?
No. It was what he said with that. He said, put Molly in a champagne, she didn't even know it. I took her home and enjoyed that, she didn't even know it. Nigga, what? Your engineer should have been like, you can't say that. First of all, you can't do that. Let's start there. Let's start at do. You can't do that, Ross, Mr. Richard Ross, or whatever your real name is. You can't do that. But I don't know. The fact that he's still at large.
Bro, the thing is that people think
that should have been investigated.
It is baffling to me, the things that people think that are okay. Like, literally baffling. It's like, how would you ever think that that's okay? Like,
how did that get slipped by?
You had no women in your life. You had no sisters, no cousins, nothing growing up, and you realize like that type of shit is not okay. Like,
I enjoyed that, and she didn't know. Excuse me, sir.
That's rape.
You just bragged about rape, sir, and nothing happened. You just had a regular career after that. There we go. Chat. I'm not no shout out. That's wild. That's really messed up. Hey, Tahir, what did the what did the egg yell at? What did the egg yell out at a frat party?
What?
I'm lit. What? Why did the guy want a pet dolphin?
Why?
Because he wanted a porpoise in life.
This is not really part of our show. I don't know what you're doing right now.
Why did the... I'm just saying. We were talking about, like, rape and stuff, and we have other stuff to do. I'm trying to make a little...
Give a little...
What did the frog say when he... No. Why... What emotion did the frog feel when he lost his two legs?
What?
He was unhappy.
Okay. What do you call a magician's dog?
What?
A labracadabra.
Okay. Nice. All right. That's a nice little buffer. All right. So I'm moving yet again, and I was moving boxes the other day, and I pulled, like I literally pulled something in my back, and I'm just like, oh, I am getting old. it's a crappy feeling, but it happens. And I don't know, within the last like 5 years, I have been hearing more and more about like CBD for like tight muscles and like strains and workouts and stuff like that. And my parents use it a lot. They swear by CBD, but I was just like, I'm just going to go with the other stuff. I'm not going to use it. But it's crazy because from tight muscles to tight workouts and signs of aging or simply making it through each busy day, everyone understands what it feels like to be tense and sore. So everyone can benefit from TheraOne's CBD products. This is super dope. It was started by Dr. Jason Wersland, and TheraBody exists to provide you with the best scientifically validated natural solutions to help soothe your body and relax your mind.
Now, real quick, because a lot of people are listening, they're like, TheraOne, like, what is that? What's this new thing? Listen, TheraOne is a company that is a subsidiary of TheraGun. Now, I say TheraGun, you probably don't immediately snap to what it is, but you guys have all seen the social media ads with that handheld gun. That person's like doing that.
That's good. Like
that. This is that company. So they've expanded their repertoire. They also have a company called TheraOne. And Pat, I'm not going to hold you, bro. I told you I moved in the apartment this past weekend, bro. I had the TheraOne came to the old apartment. I used it on my calves and my thighs because, like, we literally have three sets of stairs, bro, in this new apartment. And just
up and down
over the course of, like, 4 days. Bro, I was out of it, bro. I used the TheraOne on my legs. And, bro, like, seriously, not even lie, because I had never even tried, like this was a balm that you put on the body. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if it was going to work. Bro, immediate gratification, bro. And I can't say that it's going to happen for everybody the same way, but I can tell you what happened for me. Immediately felt the relief. It's dope as hell, though. They have a line of products. They have the body balm. They have the lotion. They have the massage oil. They have all of these things that you guys can take advantage of. And I promise you, you will experience a difference, bro. Like, it is amazing. We have to do these calls with these companies, and they tell us all the backstories and all that type of stuff. And, you know, sometimes you listen and you're like, okay, all right, well, let's see if it really works. Bro, I'm all in favor for a product that really does what it says it's supposed to do. And TheraOne really came through for your boy, because my legs was on fire. Like, real talk. Really?
And it's like a lot of CBD companies, they like claim to be organic and stuff, but a lot of them can contain up to 30% filler, and those filler are potentially toxic. So, but with TheraOne, they test their products 4 times before they get to you. Every product is USDA certified organic, grown in the US, and their CBD extracts are the highest quality available anywhere. So, you could use their warming lotion in your routine traffic, the cooling lotion, there's massage oil, all that stuff, you know, and we just started using it, and I'm a fan. So now through Labor Day, which is Monday, September 7th, TheraOne is offering our listeners a buy one, get one free for all the TheraOne products. So all you got to do is go to TheraGun.com therawon.com/DIYS. And if you don't love what you get from TheraOne, you can send it back for a full refund within 30 days of purchase. And this isn't really something that they're probably going to do again. So make sure you get in on it. Buy one, get one free at theragun.com/DIYS.
Yeah. What I'm talking about.
That gun is crazy, though. Like, if you've ever had, like, a knot and you got that gun, you're just like,
and then I was on the call and they were telling us about that. Like, the guy that created that, he created the gun and then he went on, like, a vacation or something for, like, a week and a half or, like, a month. And that's a hell of a difference, week and a half to a month. He went on vacation for a little bit and he came back and everybody in the locker room had tried the gun. And they was like, yo, we need this. And that's really how he got it, because he was like, He was like tight and all of that. He had a whole lot of tension in his body, and that's why he created it. So it's like, it's so dope to see how companies expand their repertoire like that. So check it out, man. I promise you, you won't be disappointed in it.
Boom. Well, speaking of tension, you know who's causing a lot of tension right now? Fat Joe. Fat Joe said Drake is the Michael Jackson of this generation. And social media reacted every which way. Some of them were saying, y'all don't understand how many hits that Drake has. And other people were saying, Drake can't even dance. It's a lot that goes into Michael Jackson being, that's like the top of the summit. And some people are saying, it's possible, but not yet. You know, like Michael Jackson is the top tier.
Drake has been on top for 10 years. At what point are we going to give him his flowers? Like seriously, though, like Drake has been on top. He's had hit singles. He's had hit albums for 10 years. 10, yeah. Matt. At what point do we give him his flowers, bro?
Later. Because Michael Jackson was on top for decades. So I'm just saying, I agree with the people in the middle. I'm saying, like, Drake, the people who are just like, nah, Michael Jackson's invincible and untouchable. No, his records are touchable. It's harder to do now, but I just think Michael Jackson has been out longer. His album sold in a way that cannot be sold again, you know, because people aren't buying music like that. And I just think, I was just assuming you could hear me. and I think that there's more into what made Michael Jackson a superstar than just the hits and the album sold. Like, the fact that he curbed dancing and now every single dancer studies him and dances exactly like him, you know what I mean, the fact that he had vocals that were out of this world, the fact that he was even though Drake is a great performer, Michael Jackson's performance was on another level and for longer. So
hold on, bro.
I'm in the middle. I think Drake can obtain it, but I don't think it's happening yet.
First of all, let's say you're my brother, Pat, so like I can take your difference of opinion without feeling like it's personal, right? Because usually a lot of times when people are having conversations like this, they be like, they get really heated like this. But I just want to point out a couple things. Drake, that Hotline Bling, that dance when he's like that right there, that was a thing. This was a thing.
You're comparing that to the Michael Jackson kick?
No. I'm just saying that, like, listen. Those weren't like the moonwalk or anything like that. They didn't break any records. But those were real things. Like, niggas was really in the club doing, and they could have been doing it before, but like, this was a thing. And the fact that Drake is doing it now for the past 10 years versus Michael doing it when, like, all you had available was records. So if the only way you can hear the song is from the radio or a record, and the record sells so crazy, but Drake has been on top during the digital age, that still says a lot about his artistry, bro. Like, that means that people are actively seeking out his music. You have everything at your fingertips, literally your fingertips. All you have to do is go down to the keyboard. You have access to any and everything. And people are still searching Drake the most, bro. Like, I feel like, and I'm not a Drake stan. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of Drake, but I'm not a stan. Like, I don't agree with everything he's done. And I don't like every song that he's done. But I will admit that Drake is a phenomenal artist.
Absolutely.
And I think that he deserves the recognition. I don't feel like, when people say like not yet and stuff like that, it feels like they're saying, yeah, when he dies, we'll make sure that he's remembered. It's like, nah, bro, like, give him his flowers now. make sure people know how dope he is now. There's nothing wrong with appreciating that a person in their presence in while they're still alive. Like, I feel like Luther got way more love and adoration once he died than he did when he was alive. And Luther was a phenomenal artist. He should have got all of those flowers when he was alive, bro. Like, give him his flowers, bro. That's all I'm saying.
We can give him his flowers, but I just don't think it's at a point where we can give him as many flowers as we've given Michael Jackson. Because, like, yeah, he did, like, the whole this, but, like, that, I mean, it's hella easy to come up with a viral dance. The niggas did Whip and Nae Nae, and them niggas disappeared off the face of the planet. And people still do that. And I just think that it's, like, in terms of the dancing form, serious dancers actually use his steps to help them learn how to dance. Well, in terms of singing, serious singers sing his songs in terms of vocal range and songwriting, even though he didn't really write a lot of his songs. And then performance, all performers study him, whereas Drake is really getting his shine in songwriting. You know what I mean? He's a songwriting genius, just like Michael Jackson, but there's like a lot of elements that Michael Jackson balances that just make him a better artist. I'm not saying that to slight Drake. I'm just saying if it is what it is, we need to tier them accordingly, you know? And Drake, I think, at some point can maybe reach that. But as of, like, right now, like, he is Michael Jackson of right now. Yeah, he's an amazing artist that's selling a lot, but I just don't think it's fair. I just don't think it's fair to Mike to say that.
First of all, let me say this. Nobody's doing a Dabba Ranch. Nobody's doing that whole fucking dance and pull up the pants and then roll it. Nobody's doing that at all, Pat.
No one's doing this. That's over.
I still do it every now and then. Like,
hey. If Hotline Bling comes on, people will do it because that's the song associated. The same reason niggas might do the Cat Daddy if Cat Daddy comes on. But niggas ain't doing the Cat Daddy out of context. I have never seen the Cat Daddy carried over into something else. Same with Chicken Noodle Soup. Some dances are dumb. Some dances stick around. Nigga that hit... that made up Hit Them Folk, couldn't even tell you what his name is. Niggas are still, every day.
This is what I'll say. There hasn't been another artist who has come out and had the effect on the game that Drake has. There hasn't been another artist who's come out where artists have taken the beats that he's done songs to and remixed it and put it on their playlist or their mixtapes or anything like that. Drake is right now the only artist that has been as consistent as Wayne has, as Michael has in the last 20, 30 years. And even with Wayne, let's be honest, he got really, really big off of Lollipop. Like, I feel like Lollipop was the beginning of the bubble for Wayne, right? Even though Wayne had been rapping his entire fucking career, like rapping his ass off his entire career. However, Lollipop, I feel like, was that single that really put him over the edge. Drake, on the other hand, first project, best I ever had. Let's think about it. Like, every project that Drake has had three to six hits on it, bro. Like, no other artist has been that consistent outside of Beyonce, Jay, and Ye. Like, Drake deserves to be in that talk. He deserves to be in that debate of the best that's ever done it.
And I think you're onto something in terms of the artists that you just named, like Jay and rappers and stuff like that. But like in all-time artists, he's probably going to go down as one of the greatest artists of all time. Absolutely. But I just think that when you reach Michael Jackson level, there's a lot more than just like numbers and like, you know what I mean? And success that goes into it. It's pure artistry and what other artists break like take from it and how it influences everybody. And Michael Jackson literally influenced every dancer, every singer, and it's just like every performer he's touched on at some point, even down to having one glove and shiny socks and glitter. You know what I mean? Like there's so many aesthetics that Michael Jackson brought to the table that I just feel like Drake, I have not seen one rapper come out and be like, hey, he kind of dresses like Drake or he performs like Drake. I have not seen his songwriting and sound. Absolutely. Almost everybody steals from Drake, but like there's so many aspects that made Michael Jackson where he's at, in my opinion.
All right. I mean, I can accept that. I just feel like, you know, we shouldn't overlook the fact that Drake is like one of the best to ever do it. Like, he's held it down.
Absolutely.
And continues to hold it down. So, like, that's all I'm saying. Like, yo, my man's dope.
Hey, I'm gonna show you.
And outside of like the kid not being public, there are no major scandals attached to Drake the way
right.
Mike. Like, Mike got a couple scandals attached to him. I love Mike, don't get me wrong, man. But the scandals are ridiculous. You don't have any
pretty big ones, yeah.
Wow.
Let me show you guys somebody who's not as talented as Drake. This is going viral as one of the worst freestyles of all time, and I just love those things.
I ride around with 12 gats and clips. I chop shit, pop shit, pop a bitch's crib. Got him, spotting, red dotting, plotting. Fuck it, let's have a party. Bad bitches sit clean and pop mollies. I don't pop mollies, niggas, I pop hollows. Pussy nigga, I got on gold headphones, gold chain, gold on my wrist, aim. If you ain't getting money, boy, you lame.
Woo! I just watch that to cheer myself up every now and then. I think it's messed up that rappers have to be on deck to rap at any point. That's like, I think it could have been having a bad day, man. I love it. Woo, I love that video. Bad freestyles are the best. I wonder if Smoke Purpose is on here.
No. No. Yes. The fact that my man was like, got him. Yo, dog, first of all, man, listen, you can't go, you know, Sway was trying to rock with him. Sway was like, come on, give me like, something.
Come on, please. This is my show. Please.
No.
But he must know by now, when they're that bad, it's also going viral. Probably more viral than a good freestyle, sadly.
Yo, dude. That just shows you how rappers be lying. My man said, I got a gold headphone, got a gold chain. You don't have on any of that, sir.
He literally had to, like, show them, like, they're over here, but still.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, that shit right there. Oh, God, I love it. Wait. Here's the thing, though, like,
wait. Here's another one. If you like that one, I love it. This is another one that I love. This is another one, the Smoke Purple one. And every time a freestyle comes up, niggas bring this up now.
Got a desert eagle and it's Fortnite. Playing like it's Fortnite. Yeah. In the moonlight, in the spotlight. I don't really, really want the limelight. Niggas put me in the motherfucking limelight. Niggas put me in the motherfucking limelight. You can move me out the motherfucking limelight. Cause I really, really, really want to blow pipes. Like, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. Go for it, really go. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah.
He was like, yeah, 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 play the next one. Let's go, let's keep going. It's like, no, we're done. We're finished.
What is happening?
I love listening to just horrible freestyles because it's just like, well, wait, let me just do one more. Just one more.
Oh my God.
Found the best of me inside your feelings. Our memories still haunt me all through the ceiling. I know they say it's toxic and deceiving.
It would be funny if we didn't know that he was serious, but he was serious, bro. Like,
he was dead ass.
Yo.
He was dead ass serious.
Imagine what it's like to be in a studio when that type of shit happens, bro. Like, I
but that was. Oh my god, bro, that's so funny. Bad freestyles is the funniest thing ever, because it's like, if you can't freestyle, you have to just be stupid. You cannot be serious, man. That's why I love freestyling, man.
I would not want to hear that if I was in the studio, bro. I would if it was me, I would pull out my Raycon E25s. Everyday E25s, bro, and I would just like zone out to whatever I really wanted to hear, because, bro, that shit was crazy. And the thing with Everyday E25s, whether you're working from home or working on your fitness or working to block somebody out, whatever you're doing, listen, you need to be able to hear it crisp, you need to be able to hear it clear, and you need to be able to hear it in a quality state. And that's why we are in support of the Everyday E25s by Raycon. You've heard us talk about, y'all listen, man, y'all know what it is. Y'all heard us talk about Raycon a number of times, man. You already know that they start about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and that they sound just amazing as any of the audio brands that you know. Their newest model, the E25, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. Raycon wireless earbuds are so comfortable. They're perfect for conference calls. They're perfect for group calls. They're perfect for one-on-one calls. They're perfect for just listening to your music. Whatever you need to get done throughout your day, this is what you need to be rocking out with. And you guys already know that, like, celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Melissa Etheridge, Brandy, J.R. Smith, Mike Tyson, all of them endorse and are obsessed with the Raycons. But you guys have to check it out for yourself. Like, I want to bring the kid in here, but she like holding under pressure. Like, I want to bring her. I didn't even see you holding up the box until just now.
I just charged mine because I work out now because of Raycons. I was like, man, I got these cool things, and I'd be listening to them on when I walk the dog, but I want to listen to them more. And I started running, and they're all bass heavy, which, like, you don't think that wireless earbuds will be bass heavy, but they really come through, and I'm just happy about Raycons, just because they're as amazing as they are, and they're not as expensive as all these, like, overpriced earbuds. You know what I mean? They're completely affordable, and they look tight. Like, the way you charge it looks like a little spaceship. You plug it in, and the little lights go. I like them, and it was co-founded by Ray J. So if that, you know, if you like that, get you some Raycons.
I got I got a pair from the company, right? And they sent us a pair to check it out. I liked it. I gave it to the kid because she needed a pair of earbuds. So I gave it to her. She's like, oh my God, I love these so much, right? Lost one of them within 3 weeks, right? Had to buy another pair because, like, they're not going to send another pair just on the strength. But, like, I was like, yo, you want this? You want this? She was like, no, I want the ones I had. Literally, that's all she wanted. She didn't want anything else. She's had everything. She's lost everything, but she's had everything. The thing she likes the most, my kid, are the Everyday E25. So, I don't know. Say what you want, but I'm telling you, you need to check out these E25s because they're legit. They literally are legit. And right now, we got a deal for everybody that's listening right now. You guys can get 15% off your first order at buyraycon.com/DIYS. So, you want to get 15% off? All you have to do right now is go to buyraycon.com/DIYS, and you'll get 15% off your order. And yeah, man, see what you think. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of these people aren't, like, just vouching for it on the fact of, you know, that they're decent earbuds. They're vouching on
on the fact that they're great earbuds. They're grousing on the fact that the quality is there. You guys are going to like it because their name's on the line. Like, there are comics I will not vouch for because my name is on the line. My reputation, everything I worked hard to build up is on the line. So if all of these people are vouching for it, ladies and gentlemen, you definitely need to take a chance on it. And go to buyraycon.com/DIYS. Get you 15% off your Raycons. Holla at your boy.
Bop. Wop. I was modeling the heck out these little things. You know what I'm saying? Little things. I did miss a couple fights, or a couple faces. As I ran out of faces. I was trying to do a whole bunch of different faces, and I ran out. But thank you in the chat. Make sure you guys sign up for our Patreon. We got a whole bunch of cool stuff. We got the Scary Squad watching right now. So speaking of the Scary Squad, let's talk about a little torture. Okay, I don't know. This is like the little dark corner of everything. We're gonna talk about just a little slight rat torture. Okay, saw this. I believe this was used in a few movies. I researched it, and for some reason, ancient torture methods fascinate me because it's just like, oh god, it's pretty gross. Rat torture was used in medieval times, and it worked by putting a pot full of hungry rats into a cage, and it was strapped to the victim's stomach. Then they put a heat source on top of the cage, so it slowly got so heated that the distressed rats had nowhere to go but down. So they chewed and clawed through the victim to try to escape. How do you think of things like this? How sick do you have to be innovating the world of torture?
That's crazy. I remember when I saw that on Fast and the Furious. That was the first place I saw this on. I was like, bro, who thinks about this? Like, who comes up, whose job is the task of coming up with new forms of torture. Because when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's different. Like, you gotta be really upset with somebody to do some shit like that.
Oh my God, so upset, but why? And it's like there is worse, and here's one of them. Wow. Have you heard about the Blood Eagle?
The what?
This is some, oh God. This is as brutal as it gets.
I don't believe it. I need to see. That's pretty intense right there by itself.
Blood Eagle?
No, the rat one. That was pretty intense. So if you brought this one after that, it's got to be more intense than that.
Oh, it's horrifically worse. Okay, so the Blood Eagle. Here, let me show you a picture of what it looks like. It's not pretty. I'm not going to put it on the... I'm only going to use a drawing because I don't want you to see a real one. This is what it looks like when you do it to somebody.
Wait, bro, come on, bro.
So that's just a drawing. I won't put it on. I won't share the screen. But get this. They tie you up, split your back open, and pretty much break your ribs out this way, so it looks like wings, and then they pretty much use those ropes to stretch out your organs and your skin like this, so it looks like you have wings. To traitors and pedophiles and stuff like that. And it's just like,
bro, who's staying alive doing all of that?
Staying alive?
Yeah.
Who's staying to watch? Those type of things had some wild people just watching kids and stuff. They're like, don't turn away, young Duke or whatever the nigga's name is. And that's kind of stuff was really happening. Like, you'd think that a good old cutting their head off or like, oh, the ones where they stretch you to death. It's just so many horrible, horrible torture stories, and I can't stop reading about them. It really ruins my day.
You're a pervert, Pat. I'm just throwing it out there, bro.
No, I'm not. What does that mean?
I mean, you read this for fulfillment and for enjoyment, man. You're slightly a pervert. I mean, I still love you as my brother, but you're slightly a pervert.
I don't see how this connects to being a perv. I think it's a curiosity kills the cat type of situation, you know? I think it's just something where it's like, you can't look away. It's like roadkill, you know? I was jogging the other day and I saw a squirrel that was smashed and I had to look at it. I was just like, man, that's disgusting. I don't want to look at this, but I was looking at it. You don't do that?
No, because I don't plan on like, you know, ciphering through it and figure out what I can still take from it. Like, so once I realize what it is, I just keep going. Ain't no need to look at it. What are you looking at it for? You plan on taking something home? What's going on?
I don't know. all right, I just want to show you guys how much our current generation is tripping out here. Okay. Some dude, a looter, went live.
Oh, come on, bro. Is this the ATM joint? Oh, come on, bro.
He went live opening up a stolen ATM. Like, you realize this is illegal. Like, what? And why are none of the comments like, yo, you shouldn't be doing this? Oh, here it go. Oh my God, he recording himself.
Hey, what about like that?
Eyeball ass from under my live, folks. Big ass eyeballs, folks. Go watch somebody else shit. Talking about suburbs. Bitch, I'm in a rat. Bitch, you from the suburbs. Man, because your baby daddy don't want you. Fucking wrong with you. Fobby.
I'm going to just skip ahead.
Folks, no, I'm finna go back. Folks, no, yo,
I. Folks, no.
I'm finna go front.
I guess he never went back. But how dumb do you have to be? Really, though. Like, how dumb do you have to be to go, not even, like, record this so we can show the homies. Live. LAPD has entered the chat. I mean, I don't know where this was, but.
Chicago. I was in Chicago.
This is Chi-Town shit?
Yep. That's why he's like, I'm in Iraq. He was in Chi-Rat. And it's crazy because so many people don't like that moniker. But so many people still embrace it, like full
Chi-Rat.
Chi-Rat, yeah. Here's the thing. This is one thing I did take away from that video. I don't think they ever got their ATM open, which is why they like ATMs are damn near impregnable. Like you can't just get into that bitch like that. Like they make them so you can't get it. And like I don't know why they took that little
that hammer.
Yeah, like it's like, bro, that ain't gonna do it. That ain't gonna do it at all. But
a hammer. I have a hammer.
My boy looked like the Walmart version of Lil Baby.
He did look like Lil Baby for a couple scenes. Like, there was a couple angles he held the phone where he looked like Lil Baby, for sure.
I just want to say, like, first of all, like, I don't know, man. It's definitely a different time. I will say that when I came up, like, when we did do shit, you only talked about it with the people who were there with you. And or people that were in your crew, like, you don't really, like, put that, you wouldn't highlight that shit like that.
Right.
A different type of generation where, like, a lot of shit I feel like is done for clout. You know, and not necessarily saying, like, oh, look what I did. It's more so like, oh, shit, he really is about that life. You know what I'm saying? Don't fuck with him. That's right. A different type of clout from, like, oh, look what I did. I broke into an ATM. It's that versus, like, oh, yo, he really about that life. Don't really fuck with him. Like, bro, crazy, he ain't about that shit. He'll do whatever it takes. And I understand there is a difference between the two. Like, I understand that there is people who post shit just for shock and awe and people who post shit just to prove, like, hey, I ain't the one to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do some shit. However, like, once you post it, like, that's public. That can be used in the court of law. That can be used in the trial against you. All of that shit, like, which is why we never did shit like that. Aside from it not being available, that technology not being available, it's like, bro, like, you just don't do no shit like that. Like, that's just not some shit you do. Cause I looked at this video and he had like 4,600 people watching him. Bro, out of that 4,600 people, at least 10 people know where you live.
Yeah.
At least 10 know your real name. At least 10 people can show the cops where you really stay at. It's like, you don't know 4,600 people. Like, I don't know 4,600 people personally.
Right. But 6 degrees of separation. Probably somebody who had something to do with the ATM or that business, you know, was connected to somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Like it when you do stuff like that, it doesn't help the situation. And I'm not advocating for people to do wrong and not promoting. I'm advocating for just you don't have to do all of that. Like that, it just seems so extra to do that shit, like, to me. But again, different generation, we were raised differently. Like, I remember that, reading something about like all the OGs in Chicago, a lot of the OGs in Chicago had got locked up. And so like the young ones were, you know, left to like fend for themselves. And without the OGs, you don't have that wisdom. You don't have people telling like, yo, we don't do no shit like that. Like that's right. We don't do that shit. Like, I grew up in East St. Louis, we had our OGs. And like, yo, you don't never do no shit like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not like anywhere attached to that.
I
was before. It's just like certain rules still apply. Like, those are timeless, those are ageless rules. Like, you basically dry snitching on yourself. You never do no shit like that. But again, different times, to each his own and all of that, carry on and so forth. But I just never do no shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely came from different environments, but that's what you was doing when you was growing up. When I was growing up, I was out here eating cereal and watching cartoons. Very different. But cereal was actually one of the best parts of being a kid, because you had the commercials, you had the mascots, you know, the marshmallows and stuff, but had to give it up because we realized it was full of sugar and junk that you really shouldn't be eating. So if you're trying to cut down on the carbs and the sugar and the unhealthy food, you can't really eat that type of cereal anymore. But then enter Magic Spoon, all right? This is basically that old nostalgic style of cereal with none of the guilt. It has zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's crazy less than a bowl of, you know, the top sugary stuff. There's 4 flavors. There's cocoa, fruity, frosted, blueberry. I already know Tahir is about to start talking about how he mixes and matches and stuff like that. But it tastes amazing. It's just like how cereal used to be. And it's really like, it's not as, it's basically, you know, 2020 cereal. You know how like everything in 2020 is like, it has all the flavor and none of the guilt. It's really that futuristic, style where there's no guilt. You know, you're still keeping that slim waistline, but you get all the nostalgia of those old cereals. Tahir, you've been mixing the fruity with the frosted, the blueberry with the cocoa. What's your, give me some tips.
First of all, I got exclusive flavors too. You can get the variety pack. You can get the cocoa with the frosty and the blueberry and the fruity. I'm on to other stuff now. I didn't try all of them. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even try the honey nut and some other stuff. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I would say, man. Especially right now in the day and time where a lot of things are still closed, a lot of cities, a lot of states are still locked down, you can't go to the gym. We all know that working out is just a small part of losing weight. Your diet is the biggest part. It plays 80% of you losing weight. Your diet, what you put into your body. And with us not being able to work out as much, you gotta be cognizant of what you are putting into your body. And Pat gave you all the stats already, man, with Magic Spoon, man. Like, if you want to eat cereal, if you want to, like, because there's no wrong time to eat it. Like, day or night, afternoon, late at night, like, Magic Spoon is the one that you want to go to. You don't want to be putting all that sugary stuff in your body at 2 in the morning. Because I wake up at 2 in the morning, I want a bowl of cereal. I'm going straight to the Magic Spoon. That ain't going to stop, especially because I feel less guilty doing that than I would a bowl of something else. So I'm all about it, man. And yes, I mix the flavors. Yes, I mix the cocoa with the frosty. Yes, I mix the blueberry with the fruity. I'm about that life. I like to experience it. I'm a flavorful person. I want all of that. You feel your boy? I'm out here, Pat. Shit.
Okay, with the exclusive flavors. But yeah, you can get yours now. Go to magicspoon.com/DIYS. Grab you a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use our promo code DIYS at checkout to get free shipping. And they're so confident in their product, it's backed with an 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for whatever reason, they will refund your money with no questions asked. Okay? So thanks, Magic Spoon, for all of your, you know, nostalgic magic that you're sprinkling on our Saturday mornings. I might pull up to our Saturday morning cartoons with the Magic Spoon. Who knows?
Oh, man. Let's do it.
Who knows? All right. I have a I have a fun fact. If you ever go to Disney, and I don't this is unconfirmed. I just think it's a funny thing to think. It says that if you yell "Andy's coming" in front of the Toy Story characters at Disney, they'll stop what they're doing and drop. So if anybody is risking COVID to go to Disneyland, can you and give us an update? Did they drop? Did they have masks on? Was it open? I don't really know. Do you know if Disneyland's open right now?
I don't know. I know Disney World was still open in Florida, but I don't know if Disneyland is open. I haven't checked to see. I'm not a big fan of it, bro. Like,
what? Toy Story or Disney period?
Disneyland. Like, unless you got young kids, I don't think you have a real reason to go to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. California Adventureland, maybe, but even their roller coasters aren't like, they can't compare with like Six Flags, I feel like, in my personal opinion. But that many kids around. Only reason I would really go to Disneyland, they got some fire ass turkey legs. You understand me?
The turkey legs?
The turkey legs are fire, Pat. They're so fire, bro. I love a turkey leg with some mustard. Oh man, I'm having a good time. I'll go there, go get three of them, and leave.
Three turkey legs? Aren't they this big, like Fred Flintstone?
Nah, they ain't that big. They like this big. You got the bone, and then they kind of like get. You got this much meat. I get them joints, get three of them, head back to the city, and save the other two for the next couple days, bro. That shit is delicious.
I just can't be on my feet for that long. Like, some people be troopers. They be like staying, going on four rides that were 3-hour lines each, and they're like, "What's next?" And I'm like, "Damn, I'm tired. Like, can we sit down?" Like, I don't. That's the only thing I don't like about amusement parks. But I love amusement parks. And it's always hot. All right, so this is a question I have. It's been floating around. Speaking of turkey legs, Lil Yachty has been going viral because he's kind of jumping on this this sort of trend of this is funny. His feet says R foot and L foot for right and left. Not my thing. Not my thing, but this is young people, so it's like I'm feeling myself transition into an old head, but I'm still fighting it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still like, yeah, you know, it's what they're doing. Like, I don't want to go full Joe Budden. Like, what is this? You know. Yeah. But what do you think? There's obviously nothing wrong with it. It's just
I don't care either way. I wasn't a huge fan of Lil Yachty prior to. This doesn't make me be less of a fan of his. Like, I really could care less. Here's the thing. I get manicures and pedicures. I don't get polish or any design or anything like that. The most I'll do is a buff on it. And the buff lasts 3 or 4 days, realistically, because I wash my hands a lot. But when I was new to manicures and pedicures, I did get a clear gloss on my fingernails. I was like, yeah, some player shit, you know what I'm saying? And some players and pimps still get the clear gloss on. I don't do it as much, but not even as much. I don't do it anymore. I just get a buff on it. But I'm all about, like, grooming. I'm all about getting a pedicure. I'm all about getting a manicure. I'm all about, if you got a unibrow, get that shit separated, man. Like you, if you have the means to do it, handle that shit. You should always, I feel like, look your best at all times. If you're able to, considering COVID and all of that and the quarantine, if you're able to. However, like, you know, just certain things ain't for me. Like, I would never give anything like that because I'm not that pressed and I'm not, like, I'd rather go protest than get fuck 12 on my fingernail or anything like that. And I definitely ain't getting anything on my toenail. It's just not what I do. I don't wear a lot of, like, sandals like that. But, Pat, you have to watch the first episode of Farron and I's, me and Farron's podcast, bro. We talk about all of this type of stuff. And she talks about how she thought I was gay when she first met me. It is ridiculous.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, bro. Right. It's a whole story behind it. I'm not going to give it all away right now. But
was it how you were dressed?
It was how I was dressed. It was the way
I carried myself, the business I conducted. I wore suits all the time. I got manicures and pedicures. You got to see the podcast. It's coming out. It's called More to the Story. But it's going to be great. You guys are going to like it. And yeah, man, we talk about it.
She thought you were a bear?
Bro, here's the crazy thing. We were in a jacuzzi last night, and we were talking about it, and she brought it back up. And I was like, wait, what? Because we're going to film on Monday of next week. Yeah, Monday of next week, we're going to film it. And I was like, yo, this got to be the first episode. So when that comes out, y'all will see it, bro. It's ridiculous. I was like, and I ain't get mad or nothing. I just laughed because her reasoning. I was like, huh. If I was a lesser person, I thought so. I heard that. I was just like, all right, I can see that. But the fact that she still was ridded, I was like, oh, you still trying to fuck, though.
Wait, so what? Oh, okay. I'll wait for that. I just have so many questions.
Wait for it. Yeah, man. You just got to wait for it. It's going to be great, though, man.
So you guys haven't filmed it yet?
No, we're filming on Monday.
Okay.
The first episode, I was like, yo, we have whatever we had scheduled for, we got to scrap that. We got to talk about this first, right out the gate.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's a good topic, but I could I can see it. I can see why she thought that. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck you, Pat.
Why fuck you?
We had a whole hour.
That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. What's wrong with people thinking?
A whole hour without me saying that to you, and you just like, oh man, I don't feel right. I gotta get a new one in. Let me get this out.
That's a funny story. All right, I will keep that. So. This is actually pretty tight. I just wanted to give you some closing fun fact.
Hold on, one second. Let me make sure that we're still live because.
You said we cut out?
Yeah, the internet just cut out, so I'm just trying to make sure we're still live.
No, it seems like they're still here.
Okay, you see it on your side?
Still her. Seems like it.
Okay. I don't know why my internet, it might be my computer, it might just need to be updated, but it keeps cutting out like something wicked. So I'm just trying to make sure we're still here to go. Okay, they said we're still here.
We still active. All right, so I want to leave you with a fun fact that might, you know, help you out. So, did you know that when a very obese person is cremated, special measures are taken to reduce the risk of a grease fire?
Wait a minute. Are you fucking serious right now?
How crazy is that? A grease fire because of human. A greasy human.
I feel like they would have to do that shit with me. I ain't gonna go hold you.
They gonna have a fire extinguisher on deck. That is disgusting and fascinating at the same time. It's like, wait, so something, there is a chemical reaction to the grease from the
burgers. Okay, you know what?
I'm just saying. You gotta think of the people at the morgue. Think of the people. That's enough for a lifestyle change. It's like, not only for life, afterlife. You know what I mean? In death, are niggas gonna be having to carry my coffin, or am I gonna be cremated? And you know, there's a grease fire everywhere and bacon.
Bro, I don't want a whole like, yo, donate my organs if they're any good, and everything else just burn up, bro. Like funerals be so expensive, bro. Like me and my sister are still trying to get this funeral home off the ground, bro, because like it's so much money in it. Like the average funeral costs like $7,500, bro. Like
I didn't know coffins were that expensive.
Oh, bro, Costco sells coffins.
What, in the back?
No, like you just go there and you like pick it out of the book, what you want and all that type of stuff. They can ship it to wherever, but yeah, Costco sells coffins, bro. It's a real thing, bro. Like, I've had life insurance for, let's say, 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And it amazes me that people still don't have life insurance. You literally get that shit, like, from $15 to $30 a month. You spend that shit one day on eating. You can have life insurance and people don't have it. You got life insurance up to $250,000 up to, like, from, like, $20 a day.
people still don't have life insurance. So cremate your boy.
Seems like between the casket, the lowering into the ground, the tombstone, there's a lot that goes into it, prepping them so that they look like they got makeup.
Digging out the hole. Digging out. That's somebody that literally has to do that, digging out the hole, bro. Man, oh, man. Go ahead. Burn your boy up. All right? Throw my ashes somewhere where nigga will be respected and go about your life, man. Y'all can give me a place nigga in a graveyard if you want to, but you don't spend all that money on all that other shit, bro. What?
It's true though, because it's like, and you get to be closer to your family afterwards. They get to be at the, you get to be at the crib and stuff like that
I don't want to be at the crib, bro. That's boring, bro. Sprinkle me, man. Take me to Santa Monica and just release me.
Santa Monica? You gonna be in there with piss and cum and heroin?
Hey, man, I ain't gonna stay there. I'm gonna keep floating around, baby. I get to see the whole world if you dump my ashes out there. I start the Pacific. I'll make my way around the world. I'm good.
I mean, that's a beautiful way to think about it, but I don't know. I feel like I would just want to be at the crib with a little clock, a little thing that says Patrick. Old thing.
For what? That's weird as hell. Let's say that, like, they passing your body down. Like, what happens when whoever house that you're in ends up passing away? Do y'all keep that urn and you pass it to the next person that takes that house? Or, like, somebody, hey, you hold on to your great uncle right now. Bruh, I'm not going to be bringing chicks over to the crib and Uncle Pat up on the fireplace.
Right.
Hell, man. Sprinkle me, man. Like, my name is E-40. The fuck?
Sprinkle me, man. All right, well, that's a beautiful way to end it on, death. Sprinkle me like E-40 so that I float out and I could see the horizon. Oh, actually, I don't want to be in the ocean. I'm terrified of the ocean. No, I'm good. Yeah, just keep me at the house.
Here's the thing, though, bro. Like, you be in the ocean. Some of you be in the ocean. The rest of you be in the air, bro. It's not like you all going to go into the ocean, bro. You're particles.
Man, I would just say just take a plane and don't even sprinkle me. Just crash the plane.
Okay, you know what? You want people to die while sprinkling? You know what? I can't do it. You selfish. You selfish.
I'm already ashes. I can't burn. You know what I mean? But it's like,
what about the people inside of the plane, though, Pat?
You know, every time somebody died in royalty in some part of the world, I don't know. I don't remember that much of the fact. But for every one royalty that died, he had two of his best friends volunteer to take them out into the forest, and they died too. I think that's honorable. Take two out with me.
This is what you do, bro. You put my ashes in a plastic bag, right? You poke small holes in the plastic bag, and you tie that plastic bag to four balloons that are inflated with helium, right? You just let it float up, bro, and whatever happens, happens, bro. Just let it.
It'll float back down. It'll just float back down on an old train track, and a dog is gonna hump it.
It don't matter. It don't matter, bro. Like, at this point, I'm dead. It don't even matter. But if it's got the holes in it, I'm gonna be falling out. I'm gonna get caught up in the wind. You know what I'm saying? Just it'd be
the holes. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like up.
Kind of
like up.
Exactly, okay. Bro. I'm good, man. I'm good. I read something like somebody had their ashes. I don't know if it was Nas or somebody had said something about this in a rap, but they had the ashes like put into a diamond. And so, like, I don't know how they did that. Like, it was heated to a certain degree or something like that, but it was put into a diamond or a ring or something like that. And like the person was wearing it. That would be cool. Like, you could keep passing down like a family heirloom. You know, handing it down generation to generation.
I want to be ice used to stun on niggas.
Why not?
Look at this Patrick chain I got, and I'm just in there.
I've been stunning all my life. Why not keep it going in the afterlife? Just keep stunning.
I haven't figured out the perfect one yet, but I'll get back to you on that. Tell us your perfect ash story. Get cremated.
What if somebody puts it to like a bottle rocket? Like, they tape the ashes. Like,
now you're talking.
And so it flies up and then it pops, and now it's just in the air. It's just in the air.
Oh, I got it. Put me in a little rocket. Shoot me off into space. Space ashes. I'm all just floating around in different pieces of the universe.
An alien is going to catch it and
sneezing.
And recreate your DNA and you're going to be born. It's going to be a million Patricks, all slaves to an alien race.
Or he shoots me up to I get shot up to some planet and an alien credit cards me, sniffs hella lines, like a whole party is just sniffing lines of Patrick Ash, getting messed up. That would be hard. That would be a cool way. Alien cocaine. Sniff me. All right.
But you know what? The thing that you were talking about, like two people had to go and hide the remains of royalty, that was in Hawaii too. I remember when I did the tour in Hawaii, we did like a tour of like the whole island of Waikiki. And our tour guide told us that like when royal officials would die, two people were picked or they, you know, volunteered and to go hide the remains. Cause like back then, you know, people thought that like it was power in, you know, drinking the marrow of, you know, leaders and stuff like that. And they, their family line, a lineage could become royalty. So like two people would go into the mountains or the woods or wherever and go hide the ashes. And then they would have to kill themselves or they would die out there so no one else could know where the bodies were hidden, where the ashes were hidden. That was a real thing, bro.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's real shit, bro. You brought it up. Don't say yikes. The fuck?
That's crazy to volunteer for that. Because I would, knowing me, I'd be like, man, I didn't even know him like that. I know, we were cool, but I mean, damn, I got to go out there. Damn, just kill yourself.
That shit crazy as fuck, boy. Man, listen, that's been another episode of Damn Internet You Scary. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll be back next week as always. And big shout out to the Scary Squad, More Mob, and everybody that's watching this, man. We definitely appreciate y'all. Thanks for pulling up. I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
We'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet You Scary. Oh, yeah.